Dear friends, everyone worships someone or something. Worship is commitment of heart and mind. We all admire persons or things, and when we idealize them so much that they capture all our thinking and attention, we are worshiping them. These become personal gods. But do they provide abiding peace and happiness? Psalm 100 in the Bible is all about true worship. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Friends, this psalm speaks of joy in true worship. It is such a contrast to when creatures and created objects become idols. Money can become an idol. Some feel that they never have enough of things. Desires for more money, wealth, and property can occupy one's thinking. Some worship power and always seek more control. Some are taken up by the glory of fame. They do all they can to attract attention and become celebrities. People adore celebrities and follow every bit of their news. Some worship physical pleasures, food, drink, sex, drugs, beauty, or other temporary enjoyments. Some worship their own bodies and looks, giving long hours and immense energies to their appearance. Even good things like marriage and family can become idols. The list goes on and on of persons or things that consciously or unconsciously become masters, lords, controlling the lives of human slaves. Idols are always on the mind and receive loyal devotion of heart and mind. Whatever we idealize and commit to mentally and emotionally become our gods. They strongly impact the setting of our priorities, decision-making, relationships, and lifestyle. Yet, friends, these do not fulfill the human need for peace and permanent security. The joys they bring are temporary and passing. They do not give us lasting contentment. They did not create us and cannot eternally provide for us. At times, they bring fears, anxieties, and disappointments. Psalm 100 calls us to joyfully worship the true living God, to acknowledge Him as our Creator who deserves our service. It's all about joyous service to God, our Maker. The more we know Him, the better we appreciate who He is and what He has done for us. Our Creator, God, has just claim to ownership of us. He also reminds us of His tender, loving care as our shepherd. The psalm asserts that we belong to Him, saying, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." What a beautiful reminder. We have reason to joyously worship Him. He not only made us in His own image and likeness, He also attends to our needs as a shepherd cares for His beloved sheep. In John's Gospel, chapter 10, we have the very words of Jesus affirming divine care. Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Psalm 100, friends, alludes to that as we are invited to enter his gates with thanksgiving. And what else should we do but give thanks to the loving, self-giving God who welcomes us, rebellious humans, to his holy presence? This is so vividly made clear in Christ. In Christ, he revealed himself in our own human nature. He drew near to us to open the way for us to draw near to him. In the most understandable fashion, the Lord personally revealed who he is to our humanity in Jesus. He did this by adding a full human nature to his full divine nature. But he did much more. As the Good Shepherd, he laid down his life to ransom us from our foolish idolatry. He claims us as his own sheep within the divine pasture. He opens for us the entrance to his sheepfold. He liberates us and saves us and provides us with abundant life. This life is eternal, as Psalm 100 so beautifully concludes. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Friends, the true living God in his mercy did not abandon us to our own ignorance, confusion, and rebellion. In Christ we meet the true living God not just as the Almighty Creator showing his divine wisdom, power, and holiness, but also as the Good Shepherd who laid down his own life to ransom his sheep. The Apostle Paul identifies believers in the true living God in the first chapter of his letter to the Corinthians. He says, "You are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Hallelujah.